Amy Mann is our special holiday guest with her band playing material from her new Christmas album, One More Drifter in the Snow. We'll get to the music in just a moment. I started off by asking her how she chose the material for her Christmas album.
Well, Paul and I talked about it a lot, and he actually sort of went on iTunes and came up with a list of, you know, it was like the first thing you think is like, well, what are the songs that are out there? And I kind of knew there was about probably five Christmas songs that were my favorites that I definitely wanted on. You know, the chestnuts roasting and that kind of thing. Like, those are my favorites. And my philosophy about a Christmas record is I don't like a modern record. There's a couple of classic Christmas albums that I really love, and I sort of wanted to stick in that tradition. I kind of hate that, you know, like electronica Christmas. Like, that stuff drives me crazy. So Paul and I just, you know, kind of went through a list of songs, and there were a couple of more off the beaten path songs that we wanted to do also, but about half of them are the classic ones that everybody would recognize.
Now, was there music in your house at Christmas?
Yeah, and actually one record that really stands out for me is the Johnny Mathis Christmas album. And I must have heard that 50,000 times. And then, you know, when I was older, I bought it. And that's like my standard go-to Christmas album for holidays.
Well, there's a great selection here. I want to find out more about Christmas in the Mann household, et cetera. But what do you want to begin with?
Well, Paul came across this great Jimmy Webb Christmas song, and it's called Whatever Happened to Christmas, and it's, you know, a bit more of the, you know, thinking of your long-lost love kind of thing. So it's a little moodier than the other songs on the record, but it does, you know, one of the things Paul and I talked about was the, you know, sort of the vibe that we always remembered from being kids at Christmas, and that Christmas kind of had this like spooky element to it, and we sort of thought this song kind of captured part of that. So that was one of our selections.
So this is new to me too. This is Whatever Happened to Christmas.
Christmas way of living. Whatever happened to the giving, the magic in the snow? And you.
Whatever Happened to Christmas from One More Drifter in the Snow, Amy Mann's new Christmas album. It's a Jimmy Webb tune. And hearing you play it and hearing the kind of reverb on Duke's guitar and kind of the way these things sit, it fits so perfectly that it's a song from, what, the 60s or the 70s, yeah. That Jimmy Webb. There is a classic sound of a certain era. When you talk about Johnny Mathis album, this album kind of has a bit of that on it, too.
Yeah, it's got that, you know, that classic songwriting, you know, Dean Martin, Peggy Lee, that kind of thing, yeah.
Really, really beautiful. Now, where did you grow up, Amy?
Virginia.
Okay. So you had a bit of seasons.
A bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we had an inch of snow, we got out of school. It was pretty thrilling.
That's pretty cool. But now you live in L.A., right? So what's Christmas like in L.A.?
Often rainy.
Really?
But, you know, it does. It gets a little cool. I mean, you know, there's a bit of a season, enough of a season. You know, I think I lived in Boston for so long that not having to dig a car out of a snowbank is such a thrill that I'm, you know, that I can gladly forgo the snow and everything.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned this album having kind of a mysterious side of Christmas to it, but there's also a melancholy side of Christmas, because Christmas rarely measures up to what we would expect it, you know, in terms of family relations, et cetera.
I think there's the adult perception of Christmas, and there's the kid perception of Christmas. And, you know, when you were a kid, or when I was a kid anyway, like it was, I mean, I remember, you know, I would wake up in the middle of the night and like try to find this Christmas star and, you know, like look out the window and everything and, you know, wait for Santa Claus. And it really was kind of spooky and mysterious and exciting, you know, and also, you know, more or less people were in pretty good moods and, you know, like maybe your siblings would stop hitting you for that one day, and you know, like that was pretty great. And you know, but then when you're an adult, like you know, that is that melancholy edge kind of creeps in, you know, where you're like maybe you can't get back home to see your folks, or you know, people are gone, or you know, like you know, or maybe there's tension, or you're just like harried and trying to shop and stuff. And you know, so it is an interesting mix. I mean, we thought more about the kid part of it, you know, the, you know, it's like that moment in the Peanuts special when Linus talks about the meaning of Christmas. And, you know, we're like Charlie Brown is like all depressed because Christmas is too commercial. I mean, I think even as a kid, like you kind of, you know, all that, it was all part of that, you know, like, Christmas is all commercial. And, you know, because you have this ideal of what Christmas should be. And
absolutely. Well, now you do I'll Be Home for Christmas, which was one of my favorites. Was this one of the ones that was on your original list? Or?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So we can hear a live version of that?
Yeah.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although it's a long road back, I promise you, I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me.
I'll Be Home for Christmas, another one from One More Drifter in the Snow, Amy Mann's new Christmas album. So when did you actually record the album? It must have been hot and sweaty.
It was like in May or end of May, June. Yeah, it was definitely Christmas and summer.
Did you put Christmas lights around the studio, or what did you?
Well, we had I actually have, for reasons that are too arcane to go into, a collection of stuffed Santas. And so I brought a bunch of stuffed Santas to the studio. They actually are a little more gnome-like than they're not necessarily. They actually have a creepy edge, but you know, it gives it a bit of humor. And you know, we tried to have a little bit of humor in some of the arrangements too, and you know, to have like a little bit of everything.
One thing that happens when you release a Christmas album is it kind of frees you from writing. And was that any element in your decision to do this?
Really, when we started talking about it, it was for a couple of reasons. You know, every year I end up doing a Christmas song, sometimes for, you know, compilations or, you know, just little bonus tracks here and there. And because, you know, that's sort of, I'm often on tour and have to kind of do that really hurriedly. It was, you know, kind of a nice idea, like, well, why don't we do a whole record of Christmas songs so we don't have to do that like one by one thing. And the other idea was just to, you know, I was looking for a project because I knew I wouldn't have another record out this year. And, you know, yeah, it's kind of nice to not, I mean, Paul and I did write a song. We wrote one original song for the record, but it's nice to not have to worry about being in charge of it as much, and kind of sitting back and being a singer, which is, you know, for me, it's nice to just be like another player and, you know, kind of add to the mix rather than have to direct the mix.
Well, that's one thing I actually love about this is we get to hear you as singer and other people's material. But you did write one, and can you do that one, the one
yeah.
you wrote?
Yeah.
No, what's this one?
This is called Calling on Mary. One.
Sidewalks and say Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Salvation's coming cheap today. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. I search the sky a star. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Baby, I wondered where you are. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. This comfort's not possible. Do
That is the original song on the new Christmas album from Amy Mann, Calling on Mary, a great performance of it. How did you come up with writing a Christmas song? I mean, do you go through a different process than one of your regular?
Well, actually, I wrote this with Paul, and Paul had some music that he thought was kind of Christmassy and a chord progression and a melody, and I kind of took that and toyed around with it, and I think that the idea that came to me about it was I sort of had this vision of, you know, it's like a classic redemption story, you know, like the miserable guy kind of wandering around grumpily through the streets, you know, with the decorations all up, and, you know, and he's miserable, and then he kind of sees the Christmas tree lit up, and he has this sort of moment of Christmas spirit, you know, where he feels like, you know, maybe everything's okay after all.
And like all great Christmas songs, it's got a really cool chorus.
Thank you.
It repeats and repeats, which is all about Christmas.
And the title is taken from the lyrics of the song. And it was actually a lyric that Paul wrote, which I just thought was so great. You know, to all the lost souls down below, what's one more drifter in the snow?
We should tell people that we are not being total Grinches, that we actually did record this before. Before today, so that you can have your own holiday. What are your plans?
Well, Michael and I always spend Christmas Eve at his mother's house, and then we usually for Christmas Day have friends over. We have a friend who has decided that every Christmas that we need to cook a goose, and so he's in charge of goose cooking. So we'll be doing our goose-oriented Christmas.
Goose is great. A little greasy, but great. Yeah, yeah, you have to deal with that. That's great. Well, we'll be over also, so that's great. Amy Mann is our guest, and she's got a wonderful new Christmas album. We're really happy that she has joined us for the holiday season. And what do you want to finish up with?
This is my favorite Christmas song of all time. It's just a beautiful song. It's called The Christmas Song, but I always think of it as Chestnuts Roasting because that's the first line of it.
Singers love this song. I mean, it's been recorded by so many people over the years. I guess Mel Torme's was the original.
Yeah, and it's just a beautiful song that stands on its own. It's got a beautiful melody, and, you know, I like it just as a song, you know, even aside from Christmas.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe to make a season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Great version of a timeless one indeed. The Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, from our fabulous Christmas band here today, Amy Mann and Company. Thank you so much for spending the holiday with us.
Thank you for having us.
And Merry Christmas to everybody.